We're in Hilchas Nesias Kapayim, Simen Kuf Chav Ches. We're up to Sif Lamed. We'll be doing Lamed through Lamed Gimel. Sif Lamed, Mi Sheyesh Lo Mum Befonov O Beyodov. Someone has a blemish in his face or his hands. Kagon, and the Mechaber lists off names of things that the Rama will then define. Sheim Boakonios O Akumos O Akushos. They are Boakonios, Akumos, or Akushos. Says the Rama, Boakonius pirish min negalovon, some white kind of growth. Varashi pirish lindelish boaz, akumos kfufos, bend in. His hands bend in. Akushos litzdadeyan, that they're bent to the side. Varan pirish, akumos min shenis akma yodo acharanis, that they're bent backwards. Akushos sheni achal achalak etzbaosov, whereas akushos means that he cannot separate his fingers. So the halach is, Lo yisa es kapov, he cannot do nesias kapayim. Mipnei sha'om mistaklim bo, because people will be distracted, they will be looking at him. And they will therefore not be concentrating on nesias kapayim. There will be mesiach das from nesias kapayim. Mr. Brewer mentions in the case of someone who has a lot of freckles, he says if it's common to see people like that, then that would not be considered a mum that's distracting, and it would be more different to do nesias kapayim, otherwise not. A similar halacha would apply in the case of someone who has a mum on his feet in a place that the kohanim actually duchen literally barefoot, that they don't even wear socks. The same would go where someone's nose leaks onto his beard or his eyes are tearing. They too would be considered mumin in that they would be distracting and people would lose concentration on Birkas Kohanim. V'chein, sumo be'echod me'enov lo yisa es kapov. Someone who is blind in one eye should not do nesias kapayim. We are referring to somebody whose eye looks different than everybody else's. If there's just no way of knowing that this person is half blind, there would not be any yisr. V'mhoya dosh bi'iro. What about if this is a person who has been around the city for a while and everybody knows him? Dahainu, Shem Regilimbo, Umakir Nakol Sheeshbo Osu Amum. Everyone's used to the person. They're used to seeing that he has this particular mum. And as a result of it, they're not going to be distracted. He's not going to draw attention. And people will still concentrate on Birkas Kohanim. So the Allah is Yisa Eskapov Vafilu Suma Bishteyenov. He's allowed to duchen even if he's totally blind. Meaning, even if both eyes look mishuna, if both eyes look different, it's obvious that this person doesn't see. Nevertheless, he is allowed to duchen because he will not be distracting anyone. How do we define a dosh be'iro? Says the Mechaber, V'chol sheshoha be'ir lamed yom mikrei dosh be'iro. Anyone that's been in town for 30 days is considered dosh be'iro. Now, what did it say? Dosh be'iro in his city. Says the Mechaber, Vidavka Be'iro, that is only if it is his own city, meaning the city that he is dwelling in, the city that he lives in, and he's been there for 30 days. Avalam Holech Ba'Kroy Lir Acheres V'Shoh Shom Lamed Yom, a 30-day tourist, someone who's going to visit a strange city. He has no intentions of settling there. He has no intentions of living there long term. He's there for a little over 30 days, and now he's already been there 30 days. The halacha there is, according to the Mechaber, he is not low, he is not considered dosh be'iro. So according to the Mechaber, the halacha would be, it's got to be that it's in the city that he dwells in, and he's already been there for 30 days. Now, the Bach, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Bach disagrees and holds that once you've been somewhere for 30 days, even as a tourist, the fact is that people are going to get used to it, and therefore you could duchen. The Hachra, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Hachra of the Achronim is that if they actually called you, then you should go up, but if they didn't call you, then you shouldn't. Vafilu lobo ladursham. Now the Mechaber is going back to the definition of your own city. Even if you did not arrive in the city to live there, lios mibnei ha'ir, you didn't really come to the city for the sake of dwelling there. Elaba liosham malamed, o sofer, o mishares, you took a position in the city, and you're going to be there temporarily. Shona o chatzi shona. You took a long-term position, a year or a half year. Choshuv dosh b'iro b'lamed yom. It is considered your city whereby, if you've been there for 30 days, then it's considered dash bi'iro, and one is allowed to duchen. Now, in the case of all of these people with mumim, the question is, do they have to leave at the time of duchening so that people shouldn't say that they're psulim, that they're ben grusha ben chalutza? So the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokas. And it seems that he's saying that so long as the mum is something that is obvious to everybody, it is something that's nicker, we would not say that people are going to say that he's a ben grusha ben chalutza. So, for example, if you're talking about someone who really has a mum, I mean, he's ill in a way that he couldn't duchen. According to this, there would not be any chash of him appearing to be a ben grusha ben chalutza. Those who are machber claim that it could be that it's not so nicker to everybody, that his mum is something that passes him from the sea as kapayim, and as a result of it, he should go out. The Bir Halacha also brings a prichadosh, who says that in all of these cases, if he did go up, you don't send him down. Im olo lo yerid. A few other things the Mishnah Berurah brings down. First is a pocheach, which is somebody that is not a normal member of the yeshiv, walks around in tattered clothes, does not see himself as a respectable human being. He should not do nesias kapayim. Someone who's got a bad stomach, and he's constantly running to use the washroom, the pre-chadish says that he should not do nesias kapayim, but he would have to leave before ritzei. Sif lamed aleph. Im minig hamokom l'shalshel hakonim talas al pineihem. If the minig hamokom is that the kohanim cover their faces with a talis, afilu yesh befonav of yodav kama mumim yisras kapav. Even if he's got several mumim, so he's allowed to do nesias kapayim. This is if he covers his face. If the minig is to cover their faces with their talis, then a mum in the face would be good. And if they cover the hands with the talis, then a mum in the hands would be good. So the Ramah says, haga, v'dafkim ho yodav bifnim en talis. That's only in the case where the hands too are covered. Aval im he mechutz lo mahani hatalis li yodav. The Ramah had previously brought down two minhagim that some kohanim cover their heads, some kohanim put the talis over the hand as well. The thing is that one is not supposed to be looking at the fingers at the time of nesias kapayim. The question is, what is the better way of arranging for that? By covering the head or by covering the fingers too? So, lamaisa, there would be a difference in that if they don't cover their hands, then a mum in the hands would be ma'akiv, whereas if they do cover their hands, then a mum would not be ma'akiv. So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, why not institute a new minhag, where in town say their minhag was not to cover, and here you have a bal mum, for his sake let him cover. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if they do that, since this is an abrupt change from the previous minhag, that itself would be distracting. In terms of the fact that the kohol, the Yisraelim, cover their heads with their talis, that the Mishnah Berurah says wouldn't help, because there are bachrim around that do not have a talis. Further, sif lamed beis, what happens if his hands were dyed? Says the Ramah, istis upuha pirish mini tzvaim, he has dye on his hands. So there too, lo yisa es kapav mipnei sham mistaklim behem, that would make his hands distracting, and we're afraid that there too people are not going to concentrate on birkas kohanim. Vim rova ir malachton bakach, if the majority of the city does that for a living, yisa es kapav, so there it's a normal thing, he won't be distracting. If everyone's used to him walking around in dyed hands, so there too they would not be distracted by it, and that would not passel him from nesias kapayim. Sif lamed gimel misheni yodea lachtoch haosios, someone that does not know how to be chotech osios, somebody that does not know how to pronounce the letters. Kagon sha'oma la'alfin ayinin o la'ayinin alfin v'kiyotzebo lo yisa es kapav. He says an aleph for an ayin, an ayin for an aleph. He should not do nesias kapayim. Mishnah Berurah mentions the same with shin sin ches hey, but this is only where everyone else pronounces it correctly. If no one pronounces it correctly, then the halacha would be we don't mind, and the same thing goes therefore today. Most Ashkenazim do not differentiate between aleph and ayin, and therefore a coin that doesn't can duchen.